So for the compassion practice, of course, like usual, finding yourself in a comfortable position. And knowing, giving yourself permission to be kind to yourself during this meditation. If you need to move or change your situation, please feel free to do that. We're going to start our meditation today by doing a few deep breaths, of course, starting out with our deep breathing, getting grounded in our bodies. And if you like to keep your eyes open, having a downcast, soft gaze at the ground. But if you can close your eyes and reduce stimuli, that's great too. And connecting with your breath, deep breaths. And letting it all go on the out breaths. Breathing in deeply, oxygenating your body, your heart, each cell. Expanding your lungs. And blowing out, letting go. Receiving on the in-breath, accepting, opening to on the in-breath. Practicing letting go on the out-breath. Giving birth on the in-breath, receiving. And then letting go and dying on the out-breath. For the next 5 or 10 breaths, you might want to say on the in-breath, receiving, or in, taking in. And on the out-breath, letting go. And inviting whatever that you need to let go of to leave on the out-breath. And inviting whatever energies you'd like to take in to come in on the in-breath. Receiving this new moment. Letting go the last moment. Receiving the next moment fresh, new, alive. Letting go of the past, the future, the stories. And start with a very quick body scan to bring loving kindness to each part of our body, starting with the top of your head. Bringing some loving energy to the top of your head. Kindness. Allowing this kindness to seep into your brain. Bringing this kind, appreciative attention to the front of your face as you sweep down your body, Sweep down the forehead, the eyes, nose, cheeks, mouth, jaw, chin. It's kind, caring attention, bringing it down the front of your neck, sweeping over your shoulders, feeling this warm, kind attention bring comfort and ease to the body as it moves down both arms, allowing this light, this nurturing to come down over the forearms, the wrists, and now over the hands. Sweeping down the front of the body with this caring, healing attention, bringing love to your chest, your belly. All the way down the front of the trunk, your reproductive organs. Coming back at the top of the head, sweeping down the back of the head, bringing kindness to the back of the head, back of the ears, back of the neck. Any part of your body feels really uncomfortable or painful, you might want to stop there and breathe into that area, bring some more kindness, more love to that area. Back of your shoulders, and bringing this kind, caring attention down your back. Each vertebra, each muscle, each tendon. Real deep caring for your back, all that it does for you, supporting your body. When you get to your bottom, bringing attention there, some awareness. Coming down both legs, front and back. If you have knee issues, you may want to pause at your knees. Coming down both calves, ankles, and finally your feet. Caring attention to your feet for all that they do. Now bringing attention to your mind itself. Checking in with your mind, seeing if it feels contracted or tight. If it does, seeing if you can invite some softness to your mind. Softness to your heart. When the mind is soft, the heart is soft. And invite your mind to be open, receptive, impartial. And if you have impartiality or openness in your mind, just sensing the equanimity there, the balanced perspective. It's accepting and allowing whatever's happening. It's like this now. Allowing yourself, or at least having the intention, to feel this inner sense of ease, balance. Feeling your body, your energy, your being rooted in the center. strongly rooted, flexible, open. And now picking someone that you love, someone that you care about, that you would like to send some kindness to. Perhaps this person has had difficulties, maybe not. But if they have, seeing if you can open your heart to their difficulties, their challenges. Having compassion for them. Truly wishing them to be free from suffering and pain. As you stay balanced in your own self, your energy is in your heart. And imagine telling this person that you love, I understand that you are the heir of your own actions. Your happiness or unhappiness depends on your actions and the choices you make, and not by my wishes. I care about you deeply and I wish you happiness. But I just am not, it's not possible for me to keep you from suffering. May you be undisturbed by the goings and comings of events, life's events. May you be strong, balanced, and centered. May you be able to accept things as they are. May you experience equanimity, peace. May your heart be open, and may you be happy, truly. Deeply happy. And now bringing to mind, maybe bowing deeply to this loved one, and bring to mind a neutral person, someone you don't know very well, but know of. Opening your heart to this person. You probably don't know what their suffering is, what challenges or struggles they may be having in their life, but opening your heart, allowing yourself to feel compassion for their challenges, while staying grounded and centered within yourself. Knowing that you can feel compassion for another, you can wish well for another without losing yourself. Imagine telling this person, I understand that you are the heir to your own actions, and that your happiness or unhappiness depends on the choices and actions you take in your life. May you be undisturbed by the comings and goings of your life. May you be able to accept things as they are, as things change. May you experience balance, strength, equanimity. And may you live your life from wisdom. May you be at peace, and may you be truly happy. And bowing to this person, letting them go. And bringing yourself to your own heart, opening your heart to yourself. And telling yourself, I understand that I am the heir of my actions. My happiness depends on the consequences of my choices and actions, and not necessarily by my wishes. May I be able to accept things just as they are. May I be undisturbed by the changes and the coming and goings of life. I will care about myself, take care of myself happily. May I be able to stay balanced, peaceful. And may I have equanimity in the face of all circumstances. May I be truly happy. And may I be strong. Bowing deeply to yourself. And now bringing to your heart all beings on this planet. Feeling the fullness, the richness of opening your heart to all beings. And as you open your heart to all beings, understanding that we are all benefactors, heirs of our own actions. We're the recipients of our choices, our behavior. And that our happiness and/or unhappiness is a result of our actions and not necessarily our wishes. May we care about ourselves. May we take care of our own happiness and the happiness of others. But we all understand that we cannot take suffering away from another human being. May we stay strong and rooted and balanced and undisturbed by the comings and goings of events. May we be able to accept things just as they are, even if they're pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. May we experience balance, equanimity, and a deep, unabiding peace. And may we all be truly, deeply happy.